Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for your great love, for your great kingdom, for everything that comes from you is permanent and great. So we thank you. You made the world, you made us, and you've got a heart for your people and this world that you made. And thank you, Lord, that you've restored all things in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you could say it's finished, because when you in the picture, it's eternal. You start a work and you complete it. You never leave us or forsake us. So thank you, Lord. We know all things come from you and it's for you. And we thank you that we know we're in the right kingdom with the right king, and could have given us a new heart and a new spirit to lead us into your wonderful eternal word that is written in heaven for each and every one of us, a unique destiny and purpose. Thank you, Lord, as we can be right with you in spirit and in truth, Lord. We thank you, Father God, that we can play a part in the restoration process, Lord, because thank you, you have started a wonderful work year, even before Adam in the beginning. And I thank you, Lord, you're bringing a wonderful work to pass, Father God, as you bring your kingdom and all the realities and the beauty of your kingdom, as we see in Hebrews 12, you bring to pass on this earth. Thank you, your kingdom shakes all kingdoms and all people to ultimately bring them to you, to their part in the family, in the kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Romans 13 from verse 3 to 7. The authorities don't frighten people who are doing the right thing. Rather, they frighten people who are doing wrong. Would you rather not be afraid of authority? Do what's right and you will receive its approval. It is God's servant given for your benefit. But if you do what's wrong, be afraid, because it doesn't have weapons to enforce the law for nothing. It's God's servant put in place to carry out his punishment on those who do what is wrong. That is why it is necessary to place yourself under the government's authority, not only to avoid God's punishment, but also for the sake of your conscience. You should also pay taxes for the same reason, because the authorities are God's assistants concerned with this very thing. So pay everyone what you owe them. Pay the taxes you owe. Pay the duties you are charged. Give respect to those you should respect, and honor those you should honor.
Hallelujah. You know, when you think of this word, you think of Babylon and King Nebuchadnezzar, because there's a picture how God is total, sovereign, and he works to the good of his plan and his love. And that then, in saying that, he works to the good for his ambassadors, his children, his people. I mean, here we see Babylon was the biggest kingdom, the Bible says, ever, because it was symbolized with a golden head. The whole figure, it was a head. And he used this Babylon to mete out a lesson, mete out punishment and judgment upon Israel at one time. Remember the situation where Babylon overcame the world and also overcame them. But then there we see the wonderful picture of people that know their God, whose hearts are in God's hand, the difference they made to this mighty kingdom. They came in there and they didn't try fight with the natural means. They fought in the spirit. They stayed in the spirit. And they brought the king of Babylon to his knees with the wisdom and with the love. And can you see, this is where we need to go to. You need to go to the biggest kingdom, the best kingdom, and that's the kingdom of our Lord. Remember the picture of Babylon, of the whole golden statue that represented all these powerful kingdoms? They all fell. A little rock came and broke it. And then that rock grew and grew and filled the whole earth. What's that symbolism of? The kingdom of God. And praise God, this kingdom has come to you as if you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that he came in the flesh, and you confess him as Lord, and you were born again of the Spirit, and as thou Christ, his anointing, his leading is in you, you are part of the greatest kingdom, and so you are part of eternity. Nothing will be taken away. You stick with your God. And then when you stick with your God, you represent him in this world. We are his ambassador. And so we show the way of escape for every person to not be deceived by rich people, thinking of Nebuchadnezzar and the king. The type there would be the kings of this world today, because they out with deception, a lot of them, not all of them, but Psalm 2 tells you about that. And many people are looking to them and not looking to Jesus and not looking to the eternal kingdom of God coming on earth as it is in heaven. So the wonderful example, the Daniel, Shadrach, Abednego, what's the next one? Meshach, Shadrach, Abednego, yeah, and Daniel. Here it's a wonderful picture of people that knew their God and overcame in every way. And so we need to just stay with our God. And just as his word says, and that we stay with a clear conscience, in tune with our God, and walk with him, and we make a difference. We help. We know the end of the story. God's kingdom is here, and it is coming, and it's going to cover this earth. So we don't want to be the branches that are cut off and thrown into the fire. We want to be the branches that are stay in tune with our God and have his nourishment flowing in us, from the spirit to the soul to the body, out to our family, our environment, and into this world. So finally, I'm going to leave the testimony of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of this powerful kingdom. The Bible says the most powerful kingdom that was ever on this earth, and then he just gives glory to there's a God, and you need to remember him, and you need to wake up to him, because his kingdom is forever and ever and ever. So building on anything else, and building on, as the word says here, being scallum, being dukfel, being stubborn, it will not help you. Get to your God and let him humble you, and walk with him and stay with him. That's what it's all about. You are ambassadors. Amen. An ambassador represents the kingdom from which you come. And we come from God and from his kingdom. And he's got a delight and a purpose and a plan for each and every one of us to be blessed in his presence and in his provision and in his favor. And that includes protection. It includes everything good. Everything pertaining to life and godliness has been given to us as the children of the Most High God, that stay in tune with him and tap into the vine and flow with the God. Amen. Be blessed, because you are blessed, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.